About dear devotees, so today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Praise Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So we are reading from the chapter 2, text 67. Omagyanati Mirandasya Gyanajana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmi Shri Guru Venamaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayarupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunata Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopikanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sintubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I'm going to read two texts. So, one I will say alone, and another one we will do together. So, the first one is 68. Sorry, 67 and 68. So these two we are reading. Indriyanam hi charatam yan mano nuvidyate tadasya hariti prajan vayurnavam ivam basi. As a strong wind sweeps away a boat on the water, even one of the roaming senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence. Purport. Unless all of the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, even one of them engaged in the sense gratification can deviate the devotee from the path of transcendental advancement. As mentioned in the life of Maharaja Ambarisha, all of the senses must be engaged in Krishna consciousness, for that is the correct technique for controlling the mind. So now you can repeat after me. Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrihitani sarvasha indriyani indriyartebhyas tasya prajna pratishtita tasmad yasya mahabaho Nigritani sarvasha Indriyan indriyartebhyas Tasya prajna pratishtita Tasmad yasya mahabaho Nigrihitani sarvasha Indriyan indriyartebhyas Tas prajna pratishtita Tasmyasya mahabaho Ugritani sarvasha Indriyani tyadadaya Tasya prajna pratishtita Yamasyamalabaho Nigrihitani sarvasha Indriyan indriyatebhyas Tasya prajna pratishtita Tasmadyasya Mahabaho Nigrihitani Sarvasha Indriyan Indriyabhyas Tasya Prajna Pratishtita. Matajis. Tasmadyasya Mahabaho Nigrihitani Sarvasha Indriyan Indriyabhyas Tasya Prajna Pratishtita. Someone else? Tasmadyasya Mahabaho Nigrihitani Sarvasha Indriyan Indriyartebhyas Tasya Prajna Pratishtita. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Therefore, O mighty armed, one whose senses are restrained from their objects is certainly of steady intelligence. Purport. One can curb the forces of sense gratification only by means of Krishna consciousness or engaging all the senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. As enemies are cured by superior force, the senses can similarly be cured not by any human endeavor, but only by keeping them engaged in the service of the Lord. One who has understood this, that only by Krishna consciousness is one really established in intelligence, and that one should practice this art under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, is called sadaka, or a suitable candidate for liberation. So, the first verse was, as a strong wind sweeps away a boat on the water, even one of the roaming senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence. So, our senses have to be all engaged in the loving service for the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Sri Krishna. So it is not easy thing, but if we practice like we are just following four regulative principles, this is also controlling the senses. And we should engage, for example, we can engage our ears for hearing Harikatha. This is called Shravanam. So then we can engage our tongue for repeating the holy names, for chanting the holy names of the Lord. Then we can engage our mind, Haribo. So we can engage our mind to think of Krishna, to think about the pastimes always in our mind. Then we can use our nose to smell the flowers that were offered to Krishna. And we can engage all the senses actually in Krishna consciousness. And by doing this, we are becoming purified and controlling the senses. So here it is said that even if one sense, even if mind is not focused completely in Krishna consciousness, even if we engage one sense to something else, then we can fall down. But so we have to engage our senses. Here it is said that one who is controlling the senses is of steady intelligence. So this process, Bhakti Yoga, it starts with Shraddha and it goes up to Prema. So most of the devotees practicing are still on Anartha Nivritti, which is, as Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains, from Shraddha to Nishtha is the most heaviest part, and from Nishtha to Prema is very easy. Because on Nishtha, one is liberated on Brahma Bhuta stage. That's Madhyama Adhikari. And Kanishtha Adhikari is, until Nishtha, we are Kanishtha. So, this is how it's explained also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we have to have faith, and by having faith, then comes Sadhu Sangha, association of pure devotees. And by associating with them and hearing Harikatha from their mouth, then gradually we will develop Shraddha and we will want to practice. Then comes Bhajana Kriya, right? After that. So then we have devotional practice, chanting Sadhu Sangha and then Bhajana Kriya. Okay. So after Bhajana Kriya, there comes Anartha Nivritti. We are getting rid of all the habits of all the bad anarthas from the past life and from this life. So this is the longest way we have to take out these anarthas. It's not an easy job, but by hearing, chanting and associating with really advanced devotees who are self-realized, we can very easily attain the same liberation. But our final goal is Krishna Prema, but we should be more focused on Nishta, because this is the next step after Anartha Nivritti. So there is a nice book, Madhurya Kadambini. Actually, there is also Bhakti Trilogy, and it's three books in one. And in that book there is Madhurya Kadambini, and it is explained very nicely, the path of devotion from Shraddha to Prema. And it is also explained Raganuga Bhakti and Vaidhi Bhakti. It is from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, if I'm right. So it is a very nice book. I have read it, and it is really, really nicely explained from beginning of devotional service till the end. How does it go? So this I wanted to say a few things about these verses that we just read. So we have to engage all of our senses in Krishna consciousness. And even if we have desire for ourselves, then we should think of immediately of Krishna. Why would I want this desire? It won't please Krishna. And I want to please Krishna. So we should try our best in engaging all the senses for the Lord. And there's a beautiful verse. It is from Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika. This is a book from Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Some devotees, when they would come to Gaurakishore Das Babaji, they would ask him, how can we attain pure love of God? And he said, you have to go to a marketplace and buy two books. And one was called Prarthana, and the other one was called Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And he said, if you read them every day, you'll get the love of Godhead. So this book is very nice. It's from Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And I would just like to read. So, the best process of devotional service is to hear, chant, worship, glorify, and meditate with faith on the names, forms, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna in the association of the devotees of Krishna throughout the nine forms of bhakti. So here it is said that we have to do all of this. So chanting, worshipping, glorifying, and meditate. So that we engage all of our senses in Krishna consciousness so that we may be fixed. And it is also mentioned that we should do it in the association of devotees. So the second verse is how to engage all of our senses and like anger and so on, lust, how to engage it in Krishna consciousness, because we have still these anarthas, attachments, material attachments. So it is said, I will engage my lust in eagerness to serve Krishna, and I will use my anger against those who are envious of devotees. I will be greedy to hear the topics of Hari in the association of the devotees. I will be illusioned if I fail to achieve my worshipable Lord, and I will feel proud to chant the glories of Krishna. In this way, I will engage them in their respective duties. So we can engage even lusts, greed, everything in Krishna consciousness. Even we can be proud of Krishna because he is our Lord. So we can be proud The only thing we really can't engage in devotional service is to be envious, because we can't use envious into the service of the Lord. So we have to have a good relationship with Krishna, because He is in everyone's heart. We have to develop a relationship with Him in the heart. He is there, and we can talk to Him, of course, but because of so much anarthas, it's not possible. So that's why it is said also, Srila Prabhupada mentions, that because one cannot see Paramatma in everyone's heart, He comes in the form of a pure devotee who is self-realized and manifests before us in the physical body. So this is how actually we follow Paramatma, Chaita Guru. So Shravanam is actually the most, Shravanam and Kirtanam, this is the most important things to engage from the nine devotional, from the nine forms of bhakti. So we have to hear Shravanam and then repeat Kirtanam. But the best hearing is from realized soul. One who is completely self-realized, he's seeing himself as a soul and everyone else as a soul. He's not anymore in passion and ignorance. He's in Shuddha Sattva. And if we associate and hear from such a person, then we will actually, it will be easier for us to engage in this service of the Lord. Because such a person has bhakti. And it is also mentioned in Sri Harinam Chintamani that it's described who is Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari. It is said that Kanishtha Adhikari is almost Vaishnava, and that Madhyama Adhikari is Bhakta because he has Bhakti, and Uttama Adhikari is pure devotee because he has attained pure love for Krishna. So we have to try our best and really be eager to serve Krishna with a steady mind, as it is mentioned in this verse. We have to do it with steady intelligence. So only by Krishna consciousness it can really be established. So I wanted to read a few more things. It's from Srila Prabhupada. And where he is stressing out, I'm reading this because it can help us to realize what is the easiest process in this bhakti yogi process. So Srila Prabhupada said that if we simply stick to this principle of Kevala Bhakti, even simply by hearing Shravanam, just like we are holding classes all over the world in temples, that if somebody simply hears this stories about Krishna, pastimes, qualities, forms, and chants the holy name, even if somebody hears, he will get full benefit of it. So then his life will become perfect. But Prabhupada also mentioned that in the next verse he says that you just give the oral reception of the words of realized soul. Sanmukaritam bhavadya vartam stane stita shruti gatam. You can keep yourself in your position. It doesn't require that you have to change your position. Simply you have to hear from the right source. So the best process is to hear from a realized soul who can see himself as a soul, not as the body. And such a person is not having concept of body, mind and ego. So this is the easiest process, because if we are in association with such a person who is really at least Madhyama Adhikari, then we can really easily make progress in devotional service, because Madhyama Adhikari is liberated and he can very easily become Uttama Adhikari by associating, of course, with such Uttama Adhikaris. So he has tastes for chanting the holy name, Nishtha and Ruchi. Nishtha first and then Ruchi. It comes very fast, explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So even if we associate with Madhyama Adhikari, you can very easily become one. And then after that, it will be very easy. Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that it took him 30 years to become perfect. That's how I heard and read also. That he said that he showed by his example that he became liberated. Anyway, so Srila Prabhupada also stressed out a few times that this hearing must be from the self-realized person, not from anyone. Even he mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 20:24. Yes. He mentioned that one may think that these glories of the Lord can emanate from anyone's mouth. He said, even from devotees or non-devotees, it is mentioned here that he should not be heard from non-devotees, but not even from devotees. He stressed out that we should hear it from pure devotees, who are completely self-realized. Then it will have big effect. Because when pure devotee talks Harikatha, and it goes through our ears, into the heart, our Bhakti Lata Beach starts to grow up. Because we have the seed of bhakti there, but it's covered by maya, by ego, mind, and so on. So by hearing, just by hearing, we will become perfect. So I also wanted to say that, because we mentioned in these two texts from Bhagavad Gita, that we should have fixed mind, focused mind on our devotional service to Krishna. So I wanted to also mention what are the qualities of such a devotee who is self-realized. So Srila Prabhupada said in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, devotees are always merciful, humble, truthful, equal to all, faultless, magnanimous, mild and clean. They are without material possessions and they perform welfare work for everyone. They are peaceful, surrendered to Krishna, and desireless. They are indifferent to material acquisitions and are fixed in devotional service. So here it says that they are fixed in devotional service completely with their mind. So that's already Madhyamadhikari and also Uttama. So they completely control the six bad qualities, lust, anger, greed, and so forth. So we also mentioned from Sri Prem Bhakti Chandrika that we can engage this lust, greed, anger, and proudness in our Krishna consciousness. So then next it goes, they eat only as much as required, and they are not inebriated. They are respectful, grave, compassionate, and without false prestige. They are friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. So these are the qualities of pure devotee. Even Madhyamadhikari has these qualities. Even Kanishtha has some, but it's not like complete. We have some qualities, of course. Kanishtha Adhikari also has qualities, but when we become Madhyamadhikari, then everything is very, very easy. So the best process for fixing up the mind is chanting the holy name. But as I mentioned on the last lecture, it has to be minimum on Amabhasa stage. Because if we are chanting Nama Aparada stage, which means that we are committing one of the 10 offenses, then we are just fallen. We are on the fallen stage. And the only thing we are getting is three things from the chanting on Nama Aparada stage. Sense gratification, it is a religiosity, so-called religiosity, and we are getting economic development. So these three things come. And when we chant Namabhasa, which means that we are not committing 10 offenses, we are getting these three things and liberation by chanting Namabhasa stage. And on Shuddhanama stage, even if you chant it once, you will see immediately the beautiful face of Shyama Sundara. And Shuddhanama stage, is pure stage. When we are chanting pure name, you will immediately see Krishna. So this is also not easy, and we can't do it by our force. It's not. Maybe it's possible. I don't know any example, but the process is like, if you want to chant Shudanam, we have to associate with someone who is chanting Shudanam. Then it will be very easy, because such a person can see Krishna everywhere, in everyone's heart. That's pure devotee, Shuddha Bhakta. So by associating with someone like that, we can chant Namabhasa for sure, and by also his mercy, we can chant Shudanam. And so we should try to avoid these 10 offenses, because the holy name is even more merciful. It is said that Nama is more merciful than Nami. Nami is Krishna, the one who is named. And Nama is his name. It is said that his name is more merciful than himself. So if we are chanting and committing offenses, then we are in the fallen stage. And you can also make it clear in your mind, why would I make offenses to the holy name if the holy name can give me liberation and Krishna Prema? So it is our actually the best friend. The holy name is our friend. It is Krishna himself, but it is more merciful than Krishna himself. So we should always pray before Shishu Gaur Nitai, because they are most merciful, even more merciful than Jagannath. They are 100% merciful, like the story with Jagan Madai. Nityananda is the most merciful one. So we pray to them to shower their mercy upon us, so we can chant Namabhasa stage. Because in Namabhasa stage, we can very easily become liberated. And yeah, of course, as I mentioned, in an association with self-realized souls, we become very, very advanced with associating with them. So there's also one thing. So one of the 10 offenses is that we blasphemed the devotees, the Vaishnavas, who gave their life for propagating the holy name. So it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says, "Do not criticize or praise the conditioned nature and activities of others. View of this world as a combination of material nature and souls who have an enjoying propensity, both based on the one ultimate reality." So we have to have compassion. It is said that somebody who is on lower consciousness, has lower consciousness than we do, we should have compassion to them. One who is higher than us, spiritually advanced more than us, we should show respect and associate with such a person. And if somebody is equal to us, then we should be very friendly with such a person. And as mentioned here, that we shouldn't criticize devotees, because that's one of the 10 Nama Aparadas. It will not make us chant Namabhasa stage, because we are criticizing devotees. Even though Kanishta Adhikaris have a lot of problems because they didn't pass Anartha Nivritti, we still have to have compassion amongst each other. And we shouldn't criticize somebody else's activities because someone is doing this or that. You know, somebody is wrong in something. It is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said to Arjuna, it is better to do your service unperfectly than someone else perfectly. So if you have your duty, you're doing it for Krishna, you should always think like this in your mind. Before you do something, even when you go to chant, why do we chant? We chant because we want to get purified. This is the reason why we chant the holy name, and to satisfy the Lord. But we can satisfy the Lord when we chant Shudanam. So first we have to get purified, and then we can chant Shudanam. So we should try our best to chant on the Namabhasa stage. Pray to Shri Guru and Gauranga to give us their mercy so we can do it. And we should also cry before Krishna every day. Because if we don't cry for Krishna, and if we are not eager to serve him, then how will he shower his mercy upon us? So we have to show to Krishna that we want him, because you know Krishna has many gopis, he has Radharani, he's having loving affairs with them, he's having a lot of fun in Goloka, and if we want to develop relationship with him, then we must cry before him and beg him for his mercy, because we are fallen conditioned souls and we have a lot of material attachments, and to get rid of them we have to either pray to Krishna or associate with pure devotees and hear Harikatha from their lotus mouth. Because when pure devotee is talking, it's not material vibration, it is completely spiritual vibration coming from his mouth. Because he is connected with Krishna directly and he is seeing him in his heart. So if we hear Harikatha from him, even Prabhupada mentions, when Guru is talking, it should be understood that Krishna is talking through him. It is not that himself he is talking. So this is the best process, Shravanam and Kirtanam. So we have to pray to Shishigonitai. As I mentioned, they are the most merciful. So how to develop Nishta? It is also mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. Nishta, steady progress in devotional service, can be attained only in the association of pure devotees. So if we want to come on Nishta, we have to associate with devotees. We're pure. We're already or Madhyamadhikaris or Uttamadhikaris. Then we can very easily make progress in our devotional service. So I will stop here. If there is any question, you can ask if you like. Okay, no questions? So, I want to make a conclusion about this verse. So, it is said, again, that I will just read the translation. As strong wind sweeps away a boat on the water, even one of the roaming senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence. So we have to be focused in devotional service. We have to chant. Focus. We have to focus when we chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, maybe you're not committing one of the 10 offenses, but the problem is that you're not completely focused on the holy name. So we have to try our best. Pray to Krishna, cry before him, and really show him that we want him. Then he will shower his mercy upon us. Because we really don't have a strong desire. We have a desire to serve Krishna, but not like really, eagerly. Like we are jumping. You know, it is said that in Vrindavan, when something is happening, that what devotees do, immediately they ask themselves, how is Krishna, where is he okay? So they immediately think of Krishna. And this is the mood of Vrindavan. So we have to think of Krishna as much as possible. As what is the golden rule said by Rupa Goswami, that we should never forget Krishna. We should always think of Krishna and never forget him. So we should try our best. When we do something, for example, if you go to drink water, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the taste of water, so you can immediately think of Krishna. Whatever you do, you can see everything is connected to Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur mentioned that if a person can see that everything in this world is engaged into the service of the Lord, he will not be disturbed. So then we will not have problems. So we have to try our best. So this is it for me. No questions? Okay. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitya Gaura Premanande Hari Bol.